Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes?
Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Third and 10. Four-man rush. It's Goff throwing over the middle, and it's picked off! Jeremy Chinn! And Washington will be going to the NFC Championship for the first time in 33 years!
Kevin Burkhart, along with Tom Brady, on the call Saturday night. Yeah, 33 years ago, Washington was already, at that point, destined for Super Bowl 26. They had already won the NFC Championship game. But that's the last time they played in an NFC title game, and the starting quarterback for our Washington Redskins in January of 1992 was, of course, Mark Rippon, who would go on to not only destroy Detroit 41-10, but win the Super Bowl MVP against the Bills. How are you? It's been a while. How excited are you for the results of the team that you are most known for?
Wow, what a fun year. Especially these last 8 or 9 weeks. I really feel, you know, when Jaden got hurt, probably third, fourth game of the year, Kevin, and had a couple of off outings. I was due to just injury than it was anything else. And then what he's done this year has been beyond even incredible. I think for a guy that maybe played the year 10 years in the league, he's done it at a level that I've never seen and a calmness I've never seen out of anyone this young in my life. And it's just been so wonderful. And you couldn't be more proud of a guy and a team and the culture and the coach and a organization and Josh Harris and everything that than this year.
Yeah, I mean, putting all of the complexities of the name and everything, because I know you feel kind of the same way I do about it. It is just nice, though, for this city and this fan base, which you know and you can identify with, to have the stage that they're on this upcoming week and maybe again 2 weeks later. It's amazing how long it's been. What do you remember about 33 years ago, heading into the NFC Championship game and then, you know, being at sort of the center of this town and the NFL universe, for all that matter?
Well, one thing you remember is and always look back on is the bar was very high. So, you know, coming into that NFC Championship game, you know, there was a high level of football that was expected in Washington, and anything less of going to an NFC Championship game or deep into the playoffs was a bad year, never mind a Super Bowl.
Right.
So, I think we really had a focus right from, I wouldn't say the preseason. I sat out some of the preseason, came back in, didn't play particularly well, but just, as you all know, we basically are the most vanilla team in the NFL. Bill Gibbs doesn't want to show anything to anyone at any point in time. So we started out the season, taking apart Detroit and then finished it with taking them apart again. I felt kind of bad. I mean, what a year they had, too, and take nothing away from the Lions this year and how they played. They're just so depleted on defense. But it was a great run for us. Obviously, Tony Kornheiser followed it, you know, on the Washington Post each and every week about jump on the bandwagon. I think people are getting back on that bandwagon again. It's pretty surreal to see a lot of the parallels. You know, the Lions are part of this playoff run. The Buffalo Bills, possibly
right.
Commanders Bills, you know, as the Redskins Bills were in 1992, January 26th of 1992, to be exact, in the Metrodome. So it just, you know, he goes back and brings back great memories of not only a very storied organization, but a coach and a group of guys just believed in each other. And every time I take a look at the wall at that team picture of that year and the years previous, 87, 88, when we went to the Super Bowl, my second year in the league, not knowing if I was even going to be invited back after the strike, to see this all come full circle again. And this year kind of be resurrected and heading to Philly with an opportunity to go to another Super Bowl.
You know, you said something that rings so true to me, and I've talked about this, you know, over the years. I've said, no, you don't understand that back during the glory years, it wasn't whether or not we would be in the playoffs. It was whether or not we were good enough to win the Super Bowl. The expectations were so high, and it's just completely different. This has come out of nowhere. And it's really, you know, there have been great contributors to this. And don't get me wrong, the change, I think you realize this and know this. Dan selling the team is number one in all of this. Once he left, this became possible. But the quarterback has been at the center of it. And you talked a little bit about his, you know, performance this year. Rip, I don't think we've ever seen a rookie at any position in the NFL have this kind of a season and look so unaffected by any level of pressure.
Oh, it's unreal. I've never seen anything like it. And it's just, you see him on the sidelines. You see him at the kicking the game-winning field goal the week or 2 weeks ago.
Right.
You know, and him just sitting there and just kind of like, oh, yeah, we did it. You know, his emotions are very, very inner and kept to himself. And he's, you know, God-loving human and has brought so much joy to all of us, even us old farts, you know, that watch this game and just wish we had, he has on one pinky the amount of talent we had in our whole body, you know. It's just so cool to see him perform and do the things he's doing and to know that he's just such a good guy. I mean, even if he's a horrible human being, it would still be great, but he's just a wonderful guy. And that adds to it too. And so I think, you know, you're right. The fan base was spoiled in the 80s and 90s, and they've just been dying to get back. And you could kind of finally see the energy back in the building, you know, even in on the road, you know. And we played on the road and had a playoff game in Tampa there that we had a great support staff of Commander/Redskin.
Yeah.
Faithful that came down there, and you're starting to see it come back to our own little barn in Maryland there, that we need to protect that place, and that place is sacred, and it was as sacred, we need to make it as sacred as was as RFK, and now it looks like we might be going back to RFK. So I mean, this thing just keeps getting better and better each week. But with Josh Harris and Magic and you know, Mitchell Rails and Mark Ein and that whole ownership group has done, and now Adam Peters and Dan Quinn and the culture that they've built, it's just been, just, you can't say anything other than it's been fun to watch and great to be a part of.
It really is kind of amazing to think like where we were as a fan base 2 years ago and where we are today. By the way, you know, in mentioning he's got more talent in one finger than, you know, the rest of us, the rest of you guys that played, you were obviously a very different quarterback, but let me just mention, for those that aren't old enough to have remembered Rip playing, he had the same killer competitive spirit that Jaden had, and also had the humility that Jaden had, which made him always, and you've always been this, and I've told you this before, you've always been one of my all-time favorite skins. I mean, I think about the games, like the last playoff game against the 49ers, and I played it last week because it was the when you guys rallied and almost beat the 49ers as the defending champions, and you scored on a quarterback sneak, and if you've ever watched it, it's available on YouTube. You get up and you spike the ball and you start screaming expletives. It was like this was the heart of a defending champion, and you almost got there if it hadn't been such a muddy field and the ball kind of slipped out when you were going to give it to B. Mitch. But
well, I tell you, I've never spiked a football before. That was just emotion coming out. And one, it was, you know, I played the whole year with a torn bicep tendon, which I'm actually going in surgery in about 2 hours to get my two full thickness tears in my left shoulder.
Oh, boy.
Bicep tendon detached and reattached. But I played most of that year and with a bicep tendon detached. So, I mean, the deep ball wasn't as good. But we still had an opportunity. If I wouldn't have put the ball on Brian Mitchell's face mask, you know, where you're not supposed to hand it to, that hole that we had and that opportunity we had there to beat San Francisco again and head to the NFC Championship game was there. And so, yeah, it was a lot of emotion. It does come out, and you know, it's just fun being around those guys that I played with, and they bring the best out of you, as Jaden will tell you. You're only as good as the guys up front, and you know, there's things he does too that makes those guys up front better. But it's just been a fun year to watch a kid play at a level that is so incredible. I knew where my pocket was, I knew where my position was, and how to get it done. It wasn't being mobile. But I should say that in a way, it was also being mobile because Joe moved the pocket quite a bit. We did a lot of rollouts and sprint rolls and naked boots and things of that nature. And you have to have that because, you know, you're sitting duck all game long. If you're going to drop back seven steps and throw it all game long with these athletes that they have now and the speed that the game's at now, you're not going to do very well.
Yeah. We're talking to, of course, Super Bowl 26 MVP Mark Rypien, who was a part of some really good teams here. And really, for me, and I think a lot of others, there is a warm spot in our heart for Rip and those years that he was here, especially 91, which I still consider to be the greatest Super Bowl season and Super Bowl team I've ever seen. So, about this matchup coming up on Sunday. First of all, I'm curious, when you were watching the Rams and Eagles yesterday, if you were, did you think one of the two made for a better matchup for Washington?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I think realistically, playing on turf would have probably been a better situation. Playing against the Rams, but you know they're also better on turf too defensively. You know, their traction wasn't as good maybe in Philadelphia as they would have liked, and their speed was kind of offset. Everyone's speed was offset except for Saquon Barkley. I mean, he's another level. The only thing that bodes well with us playing in Philly, is other than probably I wouldn't go as a Commander fan or Redskin fan to Philly. It's a tough place to play.
It's not that bad anymore. It was much worse at the Vet.
No, remember they had a jail back in the day.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, and their fans are as good as can be. Their faithful are unbelievable, and they've had a lot to brag about for a lot of years, and so I think, you know, going and playing in Philly it bodes well for us for one reason. Is late in the game you saw that Jalen Hurts got rolled up and you know his knee was he had to put a brace on it, late in the football game. So I know that, you know, that there's a lot of adrenaline. So he went out there and finished the game and played the game. But, you know, you could even hear in his interview that there's some issues there. And there's going to be some swelling. There's going to be – he might have a small tear. I mean, he'll probably, knowing who he is and as tough a kid as he is and good player as he is, he's going to play. But he's probably not going to play at the level that, you know, can he pull the ball and get that 10, 15 yards, 20, 30, 40 yards that he's done, and can he do the things off play action and with his arm that he did before. So it'll be interesting to see if how affected he is by the injury, and because he's such a big part of that. But still, they're physical. They're going to try to knock us off the football, and I think we just got to stand up to the challenge and play as good a defense as we've played. I mean, last week was a great football team, so we knew we were going to give up some plays against a pretty good team, and we made some plays against a pretty good team. And so it's always good to see our guys, and if they play the level they are, we know offensively we can do some things, as we did some things. I was at the Philly game and was excited to be a part of that. It didn't start out great, but we kept our composure and came back and even, you know, went down late in the game and came back and beat them at the end. So it was pretty surreal, and it's going to be a hostile environment, and I know our guys are going to be extremely ready, as Dan always gets them ready for a game like this.
Well, they've only had one playoff game. Washington has had one in Philadelphia, and that's one of the greatest revenge games ever, because that was a couple of months after the body bag game.
Yep, to beat them in Philly after the body bag game, which I didn't play in because I was hurt. And then Stan got hurt, Rutledge got smoked, and Brian Mitchell had to
right.
Rutledge got his face mask rearranged. It was such a brutal hit. And then Brian Mitch had to come in and finish it. So, you know, they laughed at us until the playoffs, and then we kind of had the last laugh. So that was good.
Yeah, Buddy Ryan running off the field for the last time in Philadelphia, wouldn't even shake Joe's hand. That's one of the greatest revenge games in franchise history. All right, I'll leave you with this. First of all, best of luck on your surgery. Secondly, how good of a chance do you think we have Sunday in Philadelphia? Do you like the chances?
Yeah, I do. I like the chances, and I think, you know, it all depends on weather. I think if we got a clean field, I like our chances better. And I think, you know, we know where we're going, our traction and everything. I think we're going to be fine. If it's a little bit of a slippery surface like it was yesterday, we'd probably give the edge to them, just because they've relied on Saquon to make it happen. And they're big and physical, and so I think it bodes better for them. But you give us the ball, and we got a chance to go down and score at the end of the game. Our guy's going to get it done. He showed it all year long, and his just resilience has been incredible. And I look for him to keep playing the way he's played. And he does an amazing job when he does get out of the pocket and run. He knows when to get down. You know, he's only probably a buck 95, and he's just so wiry and elusive that. But he's smart enough too to understand that, hey, I'm not going to get hit, nor do I want to get hit, and my team needs me, and he's there at the end, and it's gonna be, I think, a great game and a hostile environment, but I think it bodes well depending on the weather.
It's always great to hear your voice. I hope you're well. Best of luck with your bicep surgery, and maybe we'll get a chance, hopefully, to talk before a Super Bowl game.
I appreciate it, Kevin. I wish it was just a bicep surgery. I wouldn't get it done. You don't need a bicep, but I do need a rotator cuff and a labrum that's torn.
So okay, well, we want to hear how it goes. I wish you the best with all of those things, and wish you weren't going through it, but best of luck, and thanks for doing this as always.
I'll see you probably teeing it up at the Mickey Steele event. So
would love it.
First time I get a club in my hand, but I look forward to it. And HTTC and HTTR, look forward to all the fans coming and cheering if you're there, and if not, watching it, because it's going to be a great one.
Love that. Thanks, Mark, very much. Appreciate it.
See you, Kevin.
Mark Rypien, everybody, just the best. I'm telling you, those of you who aren't old enough, just a badass, tough, smart competitor. Always was, and, you know, humility through the roof, and had one of the great seasons in franchise history. All right, we only have a couple of minutes. Real quickly on the other games that we didn't talk about from the weekend. I thought Houston got completely jobbed by the officials. I'm not saying they're doing it intentionally, but some of those calls that Mahomes drew, they're absolute BS calls. The Will Anderson roughing the passer call early in the game was devastating. I thought Houston was right there, Denton. The game did stay under. That last safety was important to a few. I think the Bills are going to run the Chiefs. I know that that's insane to say to pick against Patrick Mahomes. I think the Bills are much better. I think the Ravens would have been much better, too.
I don't know. Running the Chiefs? I don't know. But I'll believe someone's going to run them when I see them.
If they don't run them, then they lose because Mahomes will find a way at the end. I thought Houston's defense was awesome in that game. The game last night, I mean, what can you say? You know, Mark Andrews fumbles, drops two passes, including the two-point conversion, which would have forced overtime. By the way, it wouldn't have necessarily forced overtime. There's still like a minute 30 left for Josh Allen to go down and get in field goal range. You can't blame this one on Lamar. He had two turnovers, and it was shaky early, but that was a hell of a drive at the end. I was glad to see him drive the team down the field and at least have that opportunity. I was fearful that he was going to throw a pick or miss a couple of receivers, and they were going to get – because I think if they don't go down in the field, go down the field 88 yards with a chance to tie, the offseason narrative about Lamar is much worse.
I just can't believe he dropped that pass. I can't, like, it was right there. It's everything that you wanted as a pass. It's the guy that you wanted. I just can't believe he dropped it.
Who do you like tonight?
Give me the Buckeyes. That number 8.5 is a little long for a national championship, though we did see Georgia cover 14.5 a couple years ago. I just hope I actually have to stay up for all of this one. But I like the Buckeyes in this one, so I am going to take them at 8.5.
I picked Notre Dame to win the national championship. I don't love them tonight, though, in this matchup in particular. I don't like a side with the number either way or the total. I'm just rooting for Notre Dame. I hope it's a competitive national championship game in Atlanta. All right, we are done with our first ever show following a divisional playoff round victory on to the NFC championship game Sunday in Philadelphia. We got a good week ahead of ourselves. Enjoy the day. Chris is up next.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.